The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 16, the verses 1 through 14. But first we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Mark 16, the first 14 verses. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, and neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, and neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Thus far the scripture reading. let us try to ask the Lord for His indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, may it not be evil in thy most holy sight, when by renewal on this special day, that we attempt with our unclean lips to draw nigh unto thee, to come with all our blessings, our privileges, our needs, our desires, but also with our sins, a granted deep impression by thy Spirit, unto whom we draw nigh. Thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil. Thou canst not look on iniquity. We are sinful creatures of the dust that are so dependent upon thee, even for each breath and each heartbeat. Then on this special day, when we may commemorate that the Lord is risen indeed, there are also special circumstances, and, O Lord, wilt thou grant that sorrow, that sadness, may we come on the right place, that it may become our guilt, and that we may be given to repent, because then surely, then thou doth not only have a controversy, as it is written in the Scriptures, with the nations of the earth, but thou hast a controversy with thy church, and to that end, only a few gather together, the rest may still listen along in their homes, O Lord. Then thou art speaking in a special way. May it be granted unto us and our children, the Lord has spoken once. Twice have I heard it, that power belongeth unto God, but that with thee there is also mercy, O, above all things, under thy judgments. Grant not the hardening of the heart, that we do not hearken, that we do not turn unto thy word. That is the greatest judgment that can come among a people, the hardening of the heart under thy judgments, and then surely it is a forerunner of greater judgments to come. We live in the latter days of the earth. The footsteps of the risen Savior, they are clearly heard, but, ach, Lord, who perceiveth it? Who taketh it to heart? Ah, may there yet be a soul here and there, even among the young, that may be given to seek that secret place, and to cry unto thee, O, for that one thing needful, for thy divine favor, to be converted, to receive tokens of thee. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. We humbly ask thee on this special day that the risen Lord, that he may work mightily amongst us, that he may dwell in his house, but also in this day, that the risen Lord, by word and spirit, that he may also visit the dwellings, and here and there, may that be the prayer of many households, that thou may dwell amongst them. Ah, may thy word be blessed for the conversion of sinners. Thou canst say unto us, as thou wast said unto the children of Israel, what more could have I done to my vineyard that I have not done unto it? Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. May there also in this day be yet a gathering. Oh, it would be a wonder if one would truly be converted. But, oh Lord, we all need the same. What a solemn thought it is, even for one, to spend a whole eternity in hell, and then so many souls in the midst of the congregation. Oh, do spare us and our children, that we deceive not our poor souls. But wilt thou remember thy people? Thou knowest most perfectly how it has been in this day, how it has been in the Passion Weeks, and how it is in this evening. We have heard of a church that have gathered together. Ah, they have mourned and wept, but with those living desires that they may be given to behold their beloved one. Ah, their hope was buried in the grave. Their faith had suffered shipwreck, but they still had a heart full of love for thee. And ah, that people, as a faithful master, then thou hast looked them up, thou hast visited them, thou hast spoken comfortably to them, and thou hast also instructed them out of thy holy word concerning the meritorial work of thy dear Son, Lord. May it be manifest in a special way under thy judgments that Christ Jesus is risen indeed, that he is still gathering, that he is still preserving his church. Bless the means of grace amongst us. Wilt thou provide more servants? Wilt thou also provide more teachers for our Christian schools, where the need is great, where the need is very great? May that need be felt. May it be laid before thee. Remember our Christian school under different circumstances. The teachers may still labor. Our students may still study. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help to all? And above all, may thy word be blessed. Remember the established churches. Uphold the persecuted church. Take the veil from the Jewish nation. Wilt thou remember all mission work, also our mission field, where also they are laboring in different circumstances? Lord, wilt thou remember us and our children concerning the timely needs? Already so many have lost employment also in this province. Then we may humbly ask thee, may it please thee to supply our daily bread. And when there truly is a need, that thou mayst still send a raven from heaven, that also in these ways we may have a closer and a more dependent life. We remember all in this province who were smitten with that disease, those in the hospital. We remember all those that work in the medical field. Remember our country. Remember our province. Remember all in high authority in these difficult times. Well, thou grant wisdom. Well, thou grant understanding. We remember all the mourning ones, widowers, him who has become a widower in the past weeks, widows, then under the circumstances, then their loneliness and those empty places. They are experienced in a special way. May thy holy word be opened, and may they be given to fold their hands. Well, thou continue to watch over our elderly ones, our care home with all those that may lovingly care for them. And then we may humbly ask thee to continue to place a wall round about them, and that also these needs, that it may be used for their conversion. Remember all the sick and all the afflicted. All the different circumstances are known unto thee. We also remember sick relatives, even those that are very serious. Remember the crosses, the burdens, the difficulties of the body, the difficulties of the mind. Remember the handicapped. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. May it please thee to bless the labor of our hands, and that in due time that it may please thee to grant the opportunity that the seed may be entrusted unto the earth, that there may be food for man and beast, and that it may be done with an eye upon thee, to feel our dependency and our unworthiness that we have no rights. Lord, remember us in this evening hour, then by renewal, then we humbly beg of thee, that thou may open thy precious word, and that with a little liberty, with joy, we may be given to declare the wonderful things of the Lord. The Lord is risen indeed, and he has not forgotten, not forsaken his people, but he has visited them with their needs. May in this evening hour, may there also be souls with a great need, with an unbearable need, that in this day that have cried unto thee, maybe in this day with a little expectation, and now the day already is far spent, and the distress has even become the greater. But, Lord, thou knowest the needs of thy child, and they shall not be tempted above that they are able to bear. And to that end, may it please thee to be a surprising God. Then it shall be a good, then it shall be an unforgettable evening, and convert. Fill them with a holy jealousy, and give under the solemn times that thy church may be given to repent of their worldly and evil ways. Lord, we have many things to ask, nothing to plead upon, May we be given to plead upon the meritorial work of thy dear Son, who was cried out, it is finished, who was buried, who was risen, and sitteth at thy right hand, whom thou always heareth, in whose name we pray, amen. A Psalter 427, the stanzas 5 and 6. The stone the builders had rejected and in contempt refused to own, to their dismay has been selected to be the foremost cornerstone. Psalter 427, the stanzas 5 and 6. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 28, the verses 5, 6, and 7. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Our text words speak of the angel's message concerning the risen Christ to the seeking women. With three thoughts, in the first place, a reassuring message. In the second place, a joyful message. And in the fourth, in the third place, a dutiful message. The angel's message concerning the risen Christ to the seeking women. A reassuring message, as we find it in verse 5. A joyful message in verse 6. And a dutiful message in verse 7. Beloved congregation, the day is already far spent, when by renewal, it is true, actually every Lord's Day, then we are given to commemorate that the Lord is risen indeed. But a special day set apart. And then how is it with us and our children? Have there been those longings, those desires, exercises? Has there been a need, a great need? In the Passion weeks, how have we arose in this morning? Are there then still a few souls amongst us that have come in this day as such a holy desire? Many prayers sent up, maybe a little expectation, and now in this evening, no answer yet has found relief. Then in this evening, then we hope to consider those seeking women, and what a surprising God the Lord is. Then we have read it together. Ah, those women, they have ministered unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Does not begin congregation with Good Friday or with Easter, but on account of the love shed abroad in their heart, then they have ministered unto him. What a hopes, what an expectation. They have sat with such a joy, with such a delight, under the prophetical ministry of Jesus Christ. They believed that he was the promised Messiah, the King of Israel, it is true, they still had wrong notions. But then, on Good Friday, then their faith has suffered shipwreck. Their hope has been buried. Their expectation has come to an end. Job has said in Job 17, verse 11, "My days are past. My purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart." Are there souls that understand it, what it is when everything is broken down, when everything comes to an end? Oh, when they have stood, because we read of those women, that there were women that have stood afar off, that were given to look at that cross with their beloved nailed to the same. They could not understand it, because as Christ, He has done such wonders, has delivered many others, has rebuked the sea and the wind, has even raised the dead to life. Then undoubtedly, in that 3-hour darkness, maybe they have thought, the Lord has now given opportunity that Christ may come down, that He may still dwell amongst us, that He may teach us, because the church learns that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways. Ah, those women, they were so blind for that priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. But after the darkness they have seen it, Jesus still on the cross, and then the unbelievable has happened, that He has cried out, He has commended His spirit into the hand of His heavenly Father. There were those women that have witnessed it, taken off the cross. They have watched that He was buried, their beloved was no more. What did those women have left congregation? They still had a heart full of love, even for a dead Jesus. And then early in the morning, there's the experience of God's true people, that it pleases many a times to come over early in the morning, a miseres, a God-fearing elder in the Netherlands. He has written a book, has met many of God's people concerning their experiences, and in that book he has also written that oftentimes in the early morning hour, that it pleases the Lord to come over to speak a word to their soul, to grant a little instruction, to receive an encouragement, was for Father Jacob, that in the early morning hour, after a night of wrestling, that he has received a new name. And now those women, by their fruits, ye shall know them. Ah, they were still seeking women. What a blessing can be in the life of a child of God, that it becomes so dark and so impossible that they remained on their place as a Thomas to seek seclusion and to weep it out before the Lord. But now these women, then they have brought their spices, and concerning those spices, then there are three things written concerning those spices. In the first place, they were sweet spices. In the second place, they were bought. And in the third place, they were prepared. What a blessing it is, true. Those women with a heart full of love concerning those spices, they needed instruction that they would receive at the grave and further in the evening when we read in verse 45 that Christ has opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures. Thus, in the first place, sweet spices. When in the Bible we read of spices, refers to also spices for food. Our boys and girls, they know that mother, she uses spices to make the food tastier. In the scripture, when we read of spices also used to make incense, also have given a sweet smelling savor, also used to anoint and congregation, when we may be given to taste of those sweet spices. The things of the Lord, then we are ruined for the world. But we also read that those spices that they were bought, what must we now understand by those spiritual spices? Oh, faith, hope, love, humility, repentance mingled with our tears. What a blessed place for the church to be, even a missing church. That old people of God has said better, or let us say more profitable, a wet concerned church than a dry justified church, who end in their justification and not so profitable for man and not for God's glory. But oh, blessed that people, as that women, those women with those sweet spices, we read of those spices, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, the verses 22 and 23. A church of God, how is it now with those spices on this special day? Oh, we live in a time that we can have such a reformed confession that sounds so orthodox that we say, yeah, the Lord must give it. Oh, that is true. And the child of God shall learn that truth more and more, that it all comes from above. But do we not read in Proverbs 13, verse 4, that the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent it shall be made fat? When we do not have those sweet spices, whose fault is it? would we dare to say that it is the Lord's fault? No. Thus, if it is not the Lord's fault, then whose fault is it? That is the fault of the church. Ah, that distance, and living so much in the world, and not that separation in our inner chamber. Those women, how did they get those spices? It is clearly written that they have bought them. But then maybe they're young that say, but is it not free and sovereign grace? Oh, that is an absolute truth. Those spices, they are gifts which have been merited by Christ Jesus and which he gives to his people in the state of his exaltation by the work of the Holy Spirit. What a blessed place when the child of God may become a beggar by renewal, and that he may be given to ask for those spices, because congregation and the banner of truth, then there is a little piece of Mary McChain, of the wise and the foolish virgins. And then when he has written about the hypocrites, then they have also experienced much, and yet a foolish virgin. Blessed that people, that we may have those spices. But now those women, they have bought those spices. What are we to understand therewith? When we think of Isaiah 55, oh, everyone that thirsteth. Oh, what a blessed place to be was the place of those women. They were thirsting for their beloved who was laid in the grave, even it did Jesus. But then it is declared, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. In Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46, we read of that merchantman that was dealing in pearls. And then he has gathered many pearls. Ah, the church shall learn that the gifts is not the giver, and those spices, that they are not Jesus Christ, but that they have been merited by Christ and received by the Holy Spirit. And then we read in that parable, oh, we found a pearl of great price. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he has sold all his other pearls. And then he has purchased that pearl of great price. Thus with that buying, that is an expression. And how must we now buy those spices, congregation? That is at the word of God. That is by the way of prayer and supplication. Thus, church of God, what an instruction. Oh, those women, they have bought those spices, but we even read more that they have also prepared those spices. They were busy with it. Oh, surely, then they have mingled those spices with our tears. May the Lord grant a time that there may be more tears also in the church. Some years ago, I have spoken with an old minister, another denomination, and he said, when I began to preach, then how often You saw many people weeping in the church, that the tears have flowed freely. But now we live in a time that it seems that the tears, they have nearly dried up in the life of the unconverted, in the life of God's people. But those women prepare their spices with an eye, even with a dead Jesus. Then with those spices for those women, because the Lord has a people, that there are times that the earth, we may say it so ashamed, as the psalmist not said in Psalm 116 verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? Those women, they have witnessed it, that a Nicodemus has come with 100 pounds of spices and ointment to embalm the Lord Jesus Christ. But all those women, in the way of gratitude, and it is true, what a lesson those women had to learn, and what a lesson that the church has to relearn each time by renewal, that those spices, they cannot be used at the grave, an empty tomb. Thus that means that for the church to learn that in the way of justification, that they have no value, because the church learns with that preparation that it is all polluted with sin. But in the way of sanctification, then they are well pleasing unto the Lord. Young and old are their souls that may be jealous of those women, may be souls that have known times that even in a little way that they have resembled those seeking women. But now, and whose fault is it? Christ has written to the church of Ephesus in Revelations 2, the verses 4 and 5, that they have forgotten their first love. And then congregation, then we can picture those women. Oh, what a Sabbath they had. What a questions, what a riddles, and what an impossibilities, women. Why do you not give it up? The Lord has a people that has given it up different times, and then each time by renewal, then they have taken the case up again, because they cannot miss the Lord. All for that Mary Magdalene, what a fear there must have been, because Jesus has cast out 7 devils out of her, and now Jesus in the grave, would the devil then come back? The true work of the Lord, that is much trouble with a great enemy, with his assaults and with his mockery. Then those women, they have left very early in the morning. The streets were deserted. What an attack there can come. Women, you see it. The streets are deserted. Do you now think that you were right? that people, how they can be attacked, walking in the ways of the Lord, and that there is a voice, because we can be sure that those women, they were not dressed immodestly, nothing to grieve the Lord. But then there can be that voice outwardly. Then you have been kept. But look in that black heart. Look at your sins. Nothing but a Pharisee. You better never speak. You better keep silent. You better return to your home, because you were no better. Ah, that people learn to be such great sinners, and yet they still continued. Ah, then I think that those women, that they did not speak so much, that they were silent with their own thoughts, and yet bound together, do I not read in Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion of all those that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts, who are our friends, congregation, boys and girls, young people. Have we made that good choice of a Ruth? Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Oh, when those women considered all those things, it seemed that they have deceived themselves in their hope, in their expectation, concerning their faith. Ah, they knew they still had a heart full of love, and yet those seeking women, they could not deny that they have experienced remarkable things when they think of Good Friday, the three-hour darkness, the words which Christ has spoken, the earthquake. And so the Lord has a people upon the earth. They know what has taken place, that they cannot deny the wonderful things of the Lord. But seeking women, these seeking women, they were on the way to the tomb, and we have heard it out of Mark. Oh, it can even be that in the life of the true child of God, through the depths and through the impossibilities, that sometime they are even thinking that perhaps they are losing their mind, because those women, some of them at least, they have beheld the grave as a Joseph of Arimathea and a Nicodemus has taken Jesus off the cross, and that they have laid him in the tomb, and that stone, and it is specifically mentioned that it was a great stone that was rolled before the tomb to prevent that any wild animals would come into the tomb. Thus, that was a knowledge that those women knew, but with their loss, with their grief, and with their sorrow, then they have forgotten about that stone. But now on the way to the sepulcher, another difficulty. John Bunyan, he has written in a certain place, a Christian is seldom at ease. When one trouble doth him leave, another one doth him cease. And what a blessing it is when those troubles, when those trials, when they may be sanctified, that they may be made more profitable to their souls, more busy with the things of the Lord. And then the question, who shall roll away that great stone? Are there souls that also have stones in this evening hour? Because for those women, concerning Rachel, when she was watering the sheep, then a Jacob has come and rolled that stone away from the well. But those women, they had no one to remove the stone. Who shall roll the stone away? What a stones there can be in the life of Zion. Oh, in the way of grace, that is the stone of the justice of God. That separation, and in the scriptures, not only a stone, but a mountain. Do we not read of a mountain in Zechariah 4, verse 7, but that it shall be made a plain? Ah, for the child of God, their sins that make that separation, stones in the way of God's providence, what mysterious ways that many a times the Lord holds with His child, and that they experience that a mighty hand is necessary, that they cannot remove those stones. What a stones of riddles, of perplexities there can be in the life of that people, and yet they have continued. And why? Because of that risen Savior, that He upholds His people in the strife, and that He draws His child unto Himself in the midst of all the difficulties, in the midst of all the perplexities, seeking women that have come to the grave. Is there yet a soul? Oh, I begin with one in the midst of the congregation. And may there be more. Oh, may it please the Lord to use the solemn callings and what all lays behind before us. It is known unto the Lord, but the Lord has a controversy with His church. His hand is heavy upon us. May we be given to see it. May be given to hear it. Peter, when he has denied his master, that rooster has crowed the first time, but Peter did not perceive it, even though that the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken that the rooster would crow twice, and he would deny him thrice. But then with the second time, young and old, For what shall the Lord have to do in the way of judgments to bring us as a people to repent on that right place? Oh, we know that when the Lord does not sanctify it, that we shall continue on our wayward way, but young and old. May the Lord yet have mercy upon us. In Isaiah 30, verse 18, there we read that the Lord is waiting to be gracious, looking upon our church, our congregation, our homes, our family life, our personal life, whether there is a turning, and whether there are yet those seeking women, oh, that need to be led further, but women that love Him with all sincerity, and women that cannot live without Him, and how those women, they have come to the tomb, and there another discouragement, because they are given to see that the tomb, that the stone was rolled away. Ah, those women, they did not understand that an empty tomb, a richer blessing than a full manger, because that empty tomb, that would declare that Christ is risen indeed. And now what do you think, congregation, with those seeking women, with those spices, coming so early in the morning, do you think that Christ shall leave them to themselves? Ah, then we know the answer. Are there still a few of those seeking women, with their spices, but such impossible ways, and maybe with fears that it shall never be, that they are not a true seeker? Ah, those women, they learn when they look in their heart, send everything away, not appreciated the blessings, when they have sat at the feet of the Master. How has it been with us? How often have we come up to God's house? Form, duty, maybe no desire, but that we have still come and not seen the privilege of being able to gather so freely from one Lord's Day to another, and also during the week. Let us first sing. Psalter 302, the stanzas 1 and 2. The Lord unto us Christ has said, in glory I enthrone thee, till all thy foes in triumph fled, their sovereign king shall own thee. And what follows, Psalter 302, 1 and 2. Thank you. the angel's message concerning the risen Christ to the seeking women. Then when those women, when they have drawn nigh unto the sepulcher, and when we compare one gospel with another, then it is evident when those women, when they have seen that stone rolled away, that for a Mary Magdalene it became too much, and that she has turned around, and that she went to tell the disciples. But the other women, they have continued. Then when there is true love, then there may also be a certain boldness. It can be in the life of a child of God, when they are given to reflect on the past and on that beginning time when there were so many spices, so much love, so much zeal, not yet so much knowledge, that they are given some time to be wondered the boldness that they have received. And now those women, driven, but also drawn by love, and the church learns what I read in 1 John 4, verse 19. We love him because he has loved us first. Ah, shall the King, shall the risen Lord, shall he then not take care of those seeking and those weeping women? Then an angel has been sent, and when we read the different gospels, in Matthew we read one angel, in Luke we read of two men, in John two angels, men, a young man in Mark with long white garments. And then it seems when we put the Gospels together, we have heard in this morning hour that an angel has sat on the stone, has addressed the women, but there was a second angel already in the sepulcher. Oh, concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, then no human eye has seen it. But when we consider the scriptures, the ministry of the angels, also with the temptation in the wilderness, and in the Garden of Gethsemane, that after the third prayer of Christ, that an angel has come to strengthen him. Oh, undoubtedly, also declaring, holding before him his reward, because they read in Hebrews 12, verse 2, that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He has so willingly shed his blood that he may purchase his bride. And now on the morning of the resurrection, with that desire that he may reveal himself unto his church, as the resurrected Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and to be given to instruct this church concerning the work which His Holy Father has given Him to do, and that is to glorify, to save a church of fallen sons and daughters, and that with the glorification and the harmonization of all the attributes of His Father. It is not written in God's Word, but the Lord Jesus Christ, He was wrapped in those linen clothes which Joseph of Arimathea has brought. Was it then it is not written, but the angels, they have ministered so often concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Has the Father also sent an angel that He may be freed? Of course, it is hidden. We leave it lie. And the angel answered and said, Oh, how good that the Lord is for seeking souls. It is the most difficult when the Lord is silent. It is not so easy when the Lord chastises, and not so easy for the flesh when He rebukes, but the most difficult is, at least, when there may be that close and that tender life, as with these seeking women, and then no answer yet has brought relief. It is true, many a times the Lord makes His child wait for wise reasons, and that they may be instructed further. But though it tarry, it shall surely come. And therefore the prophet Habakkuk, in chapter 2, verse 3, and then he has said unto the church, wait for it. But now when the need becomes unbearable, ah, was it so not with these seeking women? What would it have been if those women had to return from an empty tomb, and no instruction, not a word, and they had to take their spices back? But now we read, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye. We read in another gospel that they were afraid, that they were affrighted. When we read the scripture, when an angel and heavenly ambassador has appeared, and then how the saints of old, how they were filled with fear. Where those heavenly ambassadors may reflect something of the purity, the glory, and the holiness of heaven. And then the church, against that purity, are given to see their blackness. Think of Isaiah in Isaiah 6, when he has seen that vision, where those cherubims that have cried out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, woe unto me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell among a people of unclean lips. Those women, they were afraid. But now those blessed words, fear not. We read that expression approximately 65 times in the scriptures. To an address people, the people of God. Because my unconverted fellow travelers, that are still for your own account, then you have many reasons to fear, because you are still traveling on that broad way, still an enemy of the risen King. You have never gathered those sweet spices, but you are heaping up riches for the day of wrath. But now for the people of God, oh, those fear nots, think of Isaiah 41, verse 14, fear not, thou worm Jacob. Are there still a few worms in our midst? Fear not, and what a precious word. Ah, for those seeking women. And then that angel has started to declare what lived in their heart. How did they know? They were sent from heaven. Oh, what an encouragement. And the church learns that an encouragement is not a solution. An encouragement is not the pardoning of sins. But what a blessing when they may receive a word to hear that voice from heaven. Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus. We must close. The Lord willing, perhaps, the coming Lord's Day, when the Lord grants the opportunity, we know not what lieth before the door. We can continue with our text words. But now in a word of application, how is it now with us? For I know that ye seek Jesus. When we are living with the world and like the world, then I do not have to ask whether ye are seeking Jesus, because then it is very clear and visible in your life that you are still seeking hard after the world, a lover of the world. And I read in James 4, verse 4, that the love of the world is at enmity with the Lord. I know that ye seek Jesus. That declaration to those women, that is an uncovering question. Because the Lord has a people upon the earth that have become God-seekers. They have received the knowledge of the Lord and His divine attributes. The Lord has shown them the exceeding sinfulness of sin. The Lord has drawn them with the cords of love. And now to seek someone then we need a knowledge of that missing and a knowledge of the person. Christ has said to his disciples in John 14 verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Thus, Christ has made a separation. And that question, people of God, to be given to examine our hearts, how far we have been led. I know that ye seek Jesus, young and old. What are we seeking? Have we by the grace of God become a God seeker? By the further uncovering and by the further instruction, have we also become a seeker of Jesus? Christ, in his high priestly prayer, before he went to the cross, then he has declared, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou wast sent, young and old, a congregation on the evening of this notable day. What think ye of Christ, who was risen indeed? Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may there be those seekers indeed amongst us, with those sweet spices which they have gathered by searching thy word, and at the throne of grace, and with a heart full of love, but that need thee for their temporal needs, and above all for their spiritual needs. May there be those amongst young and old exercised, that seeking, and that it may be true, I know, that ye seek Jesus, Lord. May there also be souls, when they have heard of those sweet exercises that lively need, that unbearable need, that may smite themselves upon their breasts, ashamed, and now to come in the guilt, come in that repentance, and to be given to cry unto thee, O Lord. May that risen Christ, may he work and dwell richly amongst us and our children. We may commence another week. Well, to bless the labors of our hands, help the children with their studies together with the parents and the teachers at home. Well, to grant to the family circles, well, to grant health, strength, happiness, and contentment. May it please thee to continue to place a fiery wall round about us. May it please thee in the middle of this week, that we may gather round about thy holy word to hear what thou hast to say unto us. Ah, wilt thou grant those lively desires and that longing to hear thy word. Watch over us in this night. Give yet meditations and thoughts. Lord, have mercy upon us poor sinners. Remember us as a congregation under thy judgment. Forsake and leave us not. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 175, the stanzas 1 and 3. Come, all ye people, bless our God, and tell us glorious praise abroad, who holds our soul in life, and what follows. Psalter 175, the stanzas 1 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.